We start this week 30 years ago and Tony Blackburn's final Radio 1 show after 17 years.
So it is the end of this era for Radio 1 and the start of a brand new era. I'd like to say thank you very much indeed for listening in, and I look forward to seeing you again very, very soon indeed. Who knows where it might be. But right now I'd like to close my final record on Radio 1, the record that I opened up the station with 17 years ago. The Move, Flowers in the Rain. Thank you very much for listening. Look after yourselves. I love you all.
Tony Blackburn, and as he uttered those words this week in 84, I suspect he thought he might never be back on BBC National Radio. Another Radio 1 farewell, this week in 88.
And actually, the very first link I ever did on Radio 1, my dad wrote out for me, bless him. And I'd like to say thanks to Radio 1 for the opportunity of a lifetime to do a job I loved, to go to places I never dreamed of visiting, to do things I would never have expected to be able to do, to meet people I would never normally have met, and to give me the chance to build a whole new career alongside that of being a DJ. Thanks to all those who I've worked for and alongside for your friendship, and finally, thanks to you, and I mean you, the people who listen, for your support. Without that support, there is no way that I'd have lasted 18 years in radio until today. Thank you, and goodbye.
How lovely is that? Peter Powell, this week, 26 years ago, leaving Radio 1 after 11 years. This week, 52 years ago, the Pilkington Committee gathered in a wood-panelled room, no doubt. They were reviewing the future of broadcasting and asking whether any form of BBC local radio might play a part. An experiment had been conducted and their members gathered to review what it might sound like.
This is Radio Durham, your local BBC station. And this is Stanley Williamson. Good morning.
Radio Hull, your local BBC station.
Now, Bert Wilson in the radio car has already called this morning on our county medical officer, Dr. George Wilson, to talk to him about smallpox vaccination. Let's hear what he had to say. Are you there, Bert?
Yes.
Hello, Bert. What did Dr. Wilson tell you?
Well, when I went to see the doctor at his semi-detached house along Springwell Road, up here on the north end...
And now the programme for women. And here is Sheila Yeadon to introduce it.
Good morning. Today we have our weekly programme on food news. And here is Angela Beeching talking about the best buys in the Durham shops for this weekend. Hello.
Hello, Angela. Memories of what the Pilkington Committee might have heard, presumably just before deciding not to plough ahead with BBC Local Radio with any degree of urgency. One chap who was to make his mark on BBC Local Radio was born this week in 1958.
You may have seen the odd rumour that following Terry Wogan's decision to quit breakfast on Radio 2, and that Chris Evans was going to replace him, that I, so the rumour had it, was to replace Chris on Drive Time on Radio 2. Well, these rumours are 100% accurate.
Simon Mayo, happy 56th birthday. I'm not sure how many birthday cards there are designed specifically for 93-year-olds, but this chap should get quite a few.
Morning all, and www. Very warm Wednesday welcomes all round, you see. It's rather a hazy one down here in London, I'm afraid, but not to worry about all that. Ooh, that went in a hurry. Let's kick off this morning with the Archers. We will have a tiny touch of what? This. Sugar.
Jimmy Young, Radio 1, Radio 2, and the Light Programme as well, born this week in 1921, about the same time as the BBC itself. We heard recently the Pet Shop Boys cameo on The Archers on Radio 4, and that serial is no stranger to making headlines. This week in 1955, as a spoiler to the ITV launch, the death of a principal character.
Grace! Grace! Oh, my God! Grace! Where is she?
Well, she may have gone out through the tech room window.
No! She must have... There, look! Under that beam!
The death of Grace Archer this week in 1955. This week last year, regional DAB multiplexers started to close, paving the way for more use of the spectrum for local and national services.
If you can't figure it out, hit kerrangradio.co.uk/transmission and you'll find some helpful tips. Or just ask a young person. So go on, retune your radio now, otherwise you're going to hear the exact same message looping around and around and around and around and around and around. Round.
Farewell to regional digital radio in the West Midlands, at least, this week last year. This week in 74, Cecilia Garnett transferred from radio's then regulator, the IBA, to commercial's then trade body, the AIRC, the Association of Independent Radio Contractors. So how did she feel the industry was shaping up in those early days?
What anybody looking at radio after its first year must be impressed with is the distinctiveness of the individual stations. They've all got their own problems. Clyde perhaps had fewer problems than other stations because there was a gap there waiting to be filled. Of course, they brought stereo to Scotland, which I think was very important.
Cecilia Garner speaking there about the first delicate year of UK commercial radio. And best bit in that, they're all distinctive, she says, because they've all got their own problems. It's well known that Teenage Kicks was one of John Peel's favourite tracks ever, and that's maybe why when it came out this week in 78, he played it twice.
I'll tell you what, you know, I've not done this for ages, but I think we ought to hear that again. Hold on a second, just talk among yourselves. Listen, when you listen to it this time, those of you who are familiar with the work of Loudon Wainwright, last time I played it, the pig said, "That lead singer sounds like Loudon Wainwright at times." It may sound a bit fanciful, but listen to it again and see what you think. An excuse for playing it twice.
Rebellious John Peel playing the Undertones twice this week, 36 years ago. So, with Radio Luxembourg closing this week in 1939...
Good morning, everybody. This is Reginald Dixon broadcasting in the Cadbury programme.
The death of Trent and Ayres Peter Tate this week, 12 years ago.
Radio Air with Peter Tate. You can call me Al if you like. That is Paul Simon.
South Coast Radio launching 23 years ago.
Light and easy, South Coast Radio.
Radio 106 East Midlands launching 17 years ago.
Maureen, my love, my bride, you must be straight. What's all this about 106? Oh. Have you put up the price of sugar or something?
Oh, Fred. I'm turning on a brand new radio station.
Oh.
And Spire FM launching 22 years ago.
Good morning. My name's Chris Carnegie, and on behalf of the directors, the staff, and the many friends of your new radio station, welcome for the very first time to Spire FM.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio.